Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Just like we need to go win a game. I don't know. Just feel like we need to go win. But it's exciting. You know, it's do or die. Probably feels a little more NCAA tournament-ish. Kind of give you that feel. Yeah, you know, we just got to go win.
Bay Area, it's Draymond Green. And you're listening to Willer and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Okay, Dede, yeah, it's exactly NCAA tournament-ish. Winner gets another game, loser doesn't. That's what it sounds like. We're streaming live on Twitch and YouTube. We do it every day, all of our shows. Be there, twitch.tv/95.7TheGame, youtube.com/95.7TheGame, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. And you can get the Odyssey app there, too, if you want to listen that way, as there's now a QR code bottom right corner of each of those platforms. You can scan it, and boom, you're all set with the Odyssey app. That's on our Twitch and YouTube streams. And it's on our YouTube stream, in fact, from our friend Nathan Hyatt, who just wrote, BS, Mark. Turnovers have always been a problem. I don't know how to answer that other than to say that's kind of my
point.
That's
exactly what you said.
Turnovers have always been a problem, except for that it wasn't a problem. So in other words, like, yes, they've always done it, and they have four rings, so therefore I'm not going to blame it on that now. That is still consistent across the board. What's not consistent across the board are the other aspects of their game. So you're either saying that it's something else that's the problem, or you believe that in this era of Warrior basketball, the Warriors need to do something different with regard to their turnovers because they can't cover up for them anymore, which sounds to me like what Steve Kerr's been trying to stress after every single game all year long, and they haven't consistently done it. They do it sometimes, but they haven't consistently done it, and that's how you end up in the 10 seed. And you can blame Steve for that. You want him to, like, sell out Steph Curry in a press conference.
Right,
knock yourself out. I'm not going to help the Warriors. Not a bit.
No, and if you look at their turnovers, they're eighth in the league right now in turnovers per game. And when they won the title, they were second in turnovers per game. So turnovers have always been a problem. And this year, they are as much a problem as they were before. They're actually averaging 0.5 turnovers less than when they won the title.
Well, there you have it.
But the bigger issue is they're not making as many shots, and they're not playing as good a defense. That's the biggest issue. Well, it's not the turnovers, it's the defense.
Of course. And let me throw this in, because this is a little bit of a prediction. I don't know if tomorrow's the last game of the season or not. Maybe Friday, maybe not. But either way, if this ends in some sort of a unsatisfying way for the Warriors, I think a new conversation, it has been started, but really going to get into it in earnest. And more importantly, I think the Warriors are having this discussion. And it's this. can Steph Curry still be a one? Now, I know we'll look at the numbers and our emotions want so badly to say yes. And it's so hard ever. Like, you get just all tight, all parts of your chest and everything when you say anything that might be considered negative about Steph Curry.
Don't do it.
I don't even look at the output. I don't look at three-point percentage and all of that. If you need to, if you're coming down the stretch for positioning and you twice in the final week decide to rest Steph Curry and have a number of times down the stretch done press conferences where you say, this organization has been putting too much on the shoulders of Steph Curry for years now, and so we have to manage the minutes and all of that. If that's your opinion and that's your behavior, couldn't I argue, well, if that's what April feels like, what the hell would June feel like?
Yeah.
Do you mean to tell me that this person who you are now hell-bent on taking pressure off of his shoulders, how is it that he is supposed to still be a one deep into the playoffs if he can barely get to the end of the regular season in this role? I know he can still fulfill the role, but can he do it for the whole year and into the playoffs? And if he can't, then in a way that means he can't fulfill the role anymore.
Right, and how could he fulfill the role? He's 36.
Right.
And so LeBron is a one, quote unquote,
ish.
But he has Anthony Davis.
Yeah, he's
so,
got 1A.
And, you know, he's got Austin Reeves, who is actually a legit two, and you have two guys who are the one, and Austin Reeves is great.
That's a little bit of a hot take on Austin
okay,
Reeves.
Okay, a little bit of a stretch.
Solid player, and I wouldn't call him a two.
Well, he's the two for them because they have two guys who are the one, and so, and even at that, L.A. is an eight seed.
Right.
It's not like L.A. is, you know, with LeBron and AD, it's not like they're a four seed. And if Steph is your one, and he is, and you're a 10 seed, that tells you all you need to know about whether or not he can really be a championship one. He can't.
They're a playing team for the second year in a row.
Right.
The Lakers. Let's go to Vic in Fremont. Hi, Vic. You're on with Willie and Debbie. What are you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the show. First of all, I just wanted to thank you guys for everything you guys have done this season covering the Warriors. I mean, you guys are phenomenal, and I love hearing you guys' takes. This is my first time on the show, and I just had a quick question. So I was on Twitter this morning kind of scrolling, and I see a lot of Dubs fans are down in the dumps because GP2 is obviously not available for these next two games, potentially. But I've been a big advocate of Moses Moody, as have both of you. And I think those 13 to 16 minutes that GP2 takes up, I feel like if Kerr just trusted Moody in these games, he would be amazing for us, especially against the Kings. We saw what he could do against the Lakers in the playoffs last season. I just kind of wanted to hear your take on if you think we could get this job done with Kerr giving Moody the green light to do his thing tomorrow.
I do. And Vic, I also think that Steve Kerr already trusts Moses Moody. And I know a lot of you will be like, what? Then why didn't he play him? Because math. I will buy the answer that Steve Kerr has given us all year long. You have to get to this time of year with a very defined and somewhat small rotation. You just have to. I mean, my God. Everyone's begging for more Jonathan Kuminga minutes.
Right.
And now we're going to be like, okay, GP2's out. You better give him all are those minutes to Moses Moody. And it's like, well, wait a minute, dude. Don't you want to give some of them to Kuminga or whatever? Here's what I mean by that. Moses Moody, unfortunately, plays right now with the Warriors a swing role. And that means that on certain nights, if people are out, he's going to be asked to play a key role. On certain nights when everyone's in, he's going to be asked to watch the basketball game. And on the nights where he watches the basketball game, he better be ready for something to go haywire.
Right.
And he's asked to come in and play basketball. He's done that very well. And I do think Steve trusts him. It's just he gets squeezed out. And it's not that I don't want to see Moses more, but when you look at what the Warriors have lineup-wise, I understand why he gets squeezed out. I would not be in favor of jamming him in there in favor of someone else who right now is doing what he's doing for the Warriors.
And the minutes he's lost have been to Pods. Brandon Podziemski, who is a better shooter than he is, and he is not quite the same the same overall player, but he can defend and he takes charges and he does the little things. He's a better rebounder.
Much better rebounder, sure.
When you look at like why Pods gets minutes that Moody should get, it's because Brandon Podziemski is a better shooter and he's better overall.
Do the numbers bear that out? You've said that twice. Is he a better shooter than Moses Moody?
From three.
He is?
Yes.
What are the numbers?
I will pull them up for you. I have them right here. 3-point shot. You have Pods at 38.5 and Moody at 36.
Okay.
So a little bit better.
Okay.
And, you know, Pods shoots it maybe a little bit more often. It's almost identical in terms of how many attempts. But, you know, Moses is 36% on three threes a game. Pods 38% on 3.2 threes a game. And, you know, the overall numbers would show you that, I mean, Pods has shot 34 actually, more threes on the year than Moody. So it's comparable, but it feels like when they're both going to be open, it feels to me as a watcher that Pods is more likely to make the three.
Well, even if he's not, or even if it was even, Pods does so many things on the, which is what you're just saying. But I mean, he does
take charges and defend and, rebound.
Like, he's got a little Draymond in him. Where, like, you can look at the box score and just be like, eh. But, like, if you watch the game, there's all these little things that happen because of the presence of Podziemski. Dibs, he's got Moxie.
Yeah.
There's Moxie in there.
He's second on the team in rebounding.
Oh, he's incredible at rebounder.
He's second on the team. It's Draymond and it's Pods. He's ahead of Kevon.
That's so absurd.
It's absurd, right? But he does that.
He's ahead of Trayce Jackson-Davis.
Right.
That's what's absurd, because Trayce is getting minutes.
Yeah.
I understand that Looney, his numbers they've gone sideways. He doesn't play much anymore. But Brandon Podziemski, he's got that nose. He's got a nose for the basketball.
Trayce didn't grab a rebound yesterday. How about that?
How many minutes did he end up with?
20?
Okay.
Jeez.
Didn't grab a rebound in 20 minutes.
We're just watching the end of the game in here on replay. I don't even know who these
people
are.
Pat Spencer, stand up.
Yeah.
Who's number 61? I mean,
I think that's Pat Spencer.
Could be Garuba.
Who are either of those people you're talking about?
Who is Pat everyone Spencer in the Utah starting lineup?
Well, that too. Yeah, there was a white guy with a beard. I'm like, I haven't seen that.
Shout out Johnny Juzang.
I don't
go
know
Bruins.
What's going on here with these Warriors, but they won the basketball game. Good for them. Sponsored by In at the Tides.
Look at you.
Very, very good. Very good. Go to In at the Tides, Bodega Bay. It's really, really beautiful. We'll keep going with your phone calls. Momo, Ramona Shelburne, probably about an hour away. 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibs.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right.
our last 8 weeks has prepared us tremendously for that. We've been on the road pretty much the last month and a half, 2 months, quite a bit. We fared pretty well on the road all year, you know, so know we're capable of going to win some road games. And when this team's back is against the wall, I like how the group shows up. So not ideal, but it is what it is, and that's what we're faced with, and we want to keep playing for much longer into this season, so just got to go get it done.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Maybe the Golden State Warriors are just like all of our relationships. Maybe that's it.
You think?
Yeah.
One and done?
Like, you're like, we got it. We got it. We figured it out, and now it's going to be great. Every day going forward. And then you wake up the next day and you're like, I thought I had it. I thought I had it, but I don't have it. And I don't know what the hell's going on until the next day after that, where you're like, now I got it.
We're good.
It.
Yeah.
Now I got
We're
it.
Good. Yeah. We got Sacramento. We can do this.
I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. Well, yeah, they probably don't got it. But that doesn't mean they're not going to win tomorrow night.
Right.
And doesn't mean they're not going to win on Friday, too.
Yeah. It's like parenting a toddler.
Parenting's good, too.
A toddler. Yeah,
or any age.
Yes,
you've been through every age.
I have. My kids are 22, 20, and 19 months.
And you don't got it.
No. I mean, I had it yesterday.
Right.
And then today, it's like, oh, my God, I don't got it.
And some of us just say that. We got it. But like,
you don't got it.
No,
you don't got it. Today we did a 40-minute Q&A with my daughter, who's almost 20 months old.
A Q&A? Were there microphones?
Like, I was asking. Happening? No, the Q was, honey, do you want to put your pants on? And the answer was, no. And she proceeded
and then,
to
And then what about the conversation
away.
With your kid?
Yeah, exactly.
That wasn't supper?
That was not me in the mirror.
Put your pants on.
Exactly.
No!
I was asking my 19-month-old, honey, do you want to put your pants on? No! And then I proceeded to grab her and try to put her pants on, and she threw herself back, and it's like, no, all done. I said, you know what? We're going pantsless. You want to go pantsless?
Why not?
It's 44 degrees out. That's why. It's freezing. Outside.
Kids went to a preschool like that, where they're just like, oh, if they don't want pants.
Oh, my God.
We don't do pants. Parents are showing up. The kids are running around naked, flying out into the street.
Dude.
They're just like, what the hell's going on in here?
We're not doing Montessori.
Oh, yeah, it's great. They're just being themselves. It's great. They're free. They're smiling. They're happy
themselves.
And free. No, they're naked, and that's not allowed.
Right.
So it's okay. Yeah, you don't got it.
No.
Hey, Warriors.
You got it?
You don't got it.
I mean,
you don't got it, but you might tomorrow, and then we'll see after that.
Right.
One day at a time, brother.
I mean, just can we get tomorrow? And I heard Steiny and Guru talking about this, and I was listening to them earlier, and I was like, you know what? I'm kind of in Steiny's camp, and I hate to say that out loud, and I just did.
You think the Mavericks are going to win this?
Mavericks in five.
What are you talking about?
I think that if they lose Tuesday and or Friday, I'm not going to be okay with it. You have to win Tuesday and Friday for me to not be.
What does that mean, okay with it?
Okay with the fact that this season was a, and I don't want to say disaster, because Monty Poole had a great word for it earlier, and I can't remember what it was, but it was basically like a disaster. And if they don't win Tuesday and Friday, it's going to feel to me like a total failure, like a disaster.
Hmm.
He didn't use calamity. What was it, Grandy? You were listening.
I'm trying to process this.
You might have the sound. I can play it. You want to listen?
I would love to.
Let's hear it.
I love Monty Poole.
Okay.
You got it, Will, or do you want me to play?
Oh, this
I
got it.
This is great.
That was a stare down. We're like looking at each other like, this is going to be great. I can't wait for you to play it. Here it is, Monty Poole.
To me, if they lose, this season has been a disaster. Everything from the Chris Paul acquisition was all about the postseason. They didn't bring in Chris Paul because they wanted to win 55 games. They brought in Chris Paul so that when we get to the postseason, we have a guy on our bench who can lead our bench crew that's reliable, low turnover guy, high assist guy, an orchestrator, an organizer. And so if they get, if they're one and done, that's a colossal failure. To me, they got to get through at least two games. And I know the second game is going to be a lot tougher. But if they don't, to me, it says, okay, guys, it's time to start turning the page.
Okay, hold on, though.
Thank you.
Colossal failure.
Thank you.
But did he say you just have to get to the second game or through the second game? To the game or through the game?
Through the game.
Well, then it's probably going to be a colossal failure.
Well, then that's what it is.
I don't care how big of a fan you are. You have to admit right now that the playoffs are a probably not. You have to admit that. Don't be myopic. Like, this has nothing to do with your belief. Nothing to do with that at all. Please do not translate this. Oh, it's anti and you Steph Curry hater. No. This is by mathematical and NBA odds metrics, analytics, if you will. The playoffs are a probably not. You are asking for the Warriors to win two road games in a row against highly motivated, good playoff level, 40 plus, 46, 49, 48 win basketball teams. That's a probably not in any way, shape, or form. That is a probably not.
Yeah.
And so if I read what Monty Poole is saying correctly, this is probably a colossal failure.
Yes. And I think that you look at this season in totality and you could make that assessment and you wouldn't be wrong because of all the things that have happened. And yes, 46 wins and, you know, you went under the Vegas total, which was 48.5, but 46 and 36 is not totally shameful. But when you look at this year in totality and you look at everything that happened, Draymond missing 20 and Wiggins missing, you know, 5 or 6 and then CP broke his hand and he was out and Steph Curry looking a little bit more mortal than maybe we were ready to admit. I think that having Pods and TJD get a playoff series has such value that if you don't even get to that opportunity, it becomes a colossal failure.
Yeah. Yeah. This is set up for though. This is set up for them to come out of it.
It is.
It's set up like, I mean, I'm sure those two statements I just made sound absurd right next to one another. I do. It's probably not. However, if the opponents and things go the way I think they may go, you're asking for the Warriors to beat the Kings and the Pelicans in back-to-back games. Neither one of these are playoff championship DNA type teams. The Kings are wounded, and the Pelicans are just like the Warriors. They're not great in their home building. Their home record is 21-19 this year, which, by the way, begs its own question. Why do the Pelicans only play 40 home games instead of 41? The hell happened there?
Only 40?
That's what it says.
That's weird.
It says they're 21-19 at home and 28-14 on the road. 40-42. They played an extra road game or something.
Yeah.
How's that even possible?
That is weird.
That's not possible.
It's got to be in-season tournament related.
Oh, maybe you're right. That's probably a good point. That's probably what it was.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah.
In-season tournament.
I mean, I love it. And the Lakers hung a banner.
Absurd.
Of course
Absolutely
they did.
Ridiculous. But yeah, they've essentially got.
And the Lakers did the same, by the way. 42 home, 40 road.
Yeah. Well, that's cheating.
Yeah.
And they beat the Warriors by a half game and they played an extra home game.
There you go.
That's a protest.
Exactly.
Close the bridge. I'm sorry. That's probably not.
Too soon.
I probably shouldn't have said that.
No, you shouldn't have. Although, I mean, and don't get me started with that.
You better be careful.
I won't.
Yeah. Thank you.
I won't. I don't even know what was going on.
Apparently, the people who were protesting had chained themselves together.
Okay.
And they put PVC pipe around the chain.
Oh.
Which is why it took so long for them to clear the protest.
Well, what was it about? I don't even know what, like, I
Palestine.
Was. Palestine. Okay. Yeah. That's what I figured.
Pro-Palestine.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
What I figured. Yeah. Ben in Oakland. Hey, Ben, you're on with Willard and Dibs. What's up, Ben? What are you doing?
I'm fixing my batting cages.
Oh. I didn't know they were broken.
Look at you.
Yeah, Dibs has been up here before. I'm from Oakland. But, hey, before I forget, I've been meaning to say this. do you know that Gary Payton and Patrick Mahomes sound exactly the same? I don't know if anyone's ever picked up on that.
Gary Payton, do you mean Gary or Gary Payton or GP2?
GP2.
Because I've always thought Mahomes sounds a little bit like Kermit the Frog.
And Gary Payton the second.
I don't know if GP2 sounds like him. Well, anyway, go ahead, Ben.
Go ahead. But what I was going to say is I think that the Warriors are going to blow the Kings out just so that I pay attention again. I've already decided not to watch the game after we lost to New Orleans. All year, you start rooting for the team. They do great. And, oh, terrible loss. Okay, I'm out. And they pull you back in. It's been back and forth. And just for more pain for the fans, we're going to blow out the Kings. We're going to look amazing. The national media is going to get back on the horse. Then we're going to lose the next game.
So okay,
that's
hey,
what's going to happen just because of my emotions.
Batting cage, Ben, can I ask you a question?
I love it.
Why did you decide Friday night that you're out? You're not watching. What happened that night that made you say that?
Well, we lost to New Orleans. I mean, like, we have a chance to be in the 7-8 game, right? And so as soon as we think we got no chance to even get up there, then we start winning again. 7-8 game, they're a young team. We're supposed to be veterans and win at the end, and then we lose again. It's just so back and forth, and now we have to win two games. I don't care about road or home, but it's just extra wear and tear. Well, who knows? I'd still like to play Denver, but now I guess we still can since they're the 2 seed.
No,
but
we
that
can't.
Was another discussion.
We cannot, Ben.
No.
The Warriors cannot be the 7 seed. They will be the 8 seed or they will be the no seed.
No, you're right.
He was talking about the Western Conference Finals.
Oh, in the finals. In the finals, yeah. The Western Conference Finals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
What are we doing?
The rare 210 final.
Hey,
and thank you, batting cage, Ben.
Thank you, Ben.
Yeah.
I love it. Dibs has been up here. What, like you've been to everybody's home all of Oakland?
Ben knows that as a former Little League coach in the Noel Soul, North Oakland Little League, South Oakland Little League.
Yes.
There's the batting cages at Caldecott, which is where he's talking about, or the batting cages at Chabot. Chabot Ballfield. And he knows that I've been in many a cage, you know, with my...
Ain't that the truth.
With my
cut that.
I've been in many a cage. Although my coaching days are over until my baby girl gets to be 5 and I coach her in under 6
Thank
soccer.
God. Now you're just fighting with coaches.
Ooh, yeah.
Everywhere you go.
And that's going to be a T for you, little T. That's going to be a T. And you're going to have to watch yourself. I should have brought my whistle.
Blow the whistle.
Yeah.
Why is that so offensive that they lost to the Pelicans on Friday night? It can be disappointing.
It's not offensive.
I was disappointed, too. But the Pelicans are a good basketball team.
Right. But that's a game where you need to win. And turns out if you would have won it,
you'd be the eight seed. Yes.
My God.
You'd be the 8 seed.
Win a game at home.
You turned the ball over 9 times in one quarter, and they turned it into 45 points.
Correct.
In a game in which you lost by 5.
Wait, turnovers turned into 45 points?
Oh, it was 9 turnovers turned into 15 points, but they scored 45.
We're having two different conversations. Like, I'm not telling you it was a good performance. I'm just telling you that, like, I don't know. If you've reached now and you can't figure out that the Warriors are A, inconsistent, and B, probably going to pull the rug out from under your feet, that's a little bit of a you thing. Like, my point is this. I'd have been much more offended if they had lost the game in Portland, which they almost did.
Yeah.
Portland showed up.
Portland showed up big time.
I love when we say stuff like this. Portland tried.
Portland got up for that game, Mark. You know that.
Oh, God.
You know that.
No, the Warriors played like butt in a can, okay?
On Friday night.
Yes. Although they also sat players, which like threatened to be a really horrible decision if they had lost that basketball game. But then again, that's sort of the cadence of the NBA season in the Western Conference. You're going to see stuff like that, like what the Nuggets did in San Antonio. You're just going to have nights where the other team is like squirrely. You don't quite have your good stuff. But it's like when the Lakers were in Memphis on Friday night. You're watching that one and you're thinking, hey, hey. Like I watched that at my brother-in-law's house. He's a Laker
down
fan.
Down south.
So he's sitting there like...
Was he rocking his purple and gold?
No, but he's freaking out on every single possession. And it's so funny when you can watch these games and take the emotion out of it. Because I watched the Portland game with the Warriors the night before, and I was losing my S.
Yeah.
Because your emotions are wrapped up into it. I'm watching the Lakers in Memphis. He's freaking out at every possession. I'm sitting there picking my teeth, and I'm going, dude, the Lakers are going to win this. This is how it works.
Right.
The playoff team and the non-playoff team, the young versus the old, the inexperienced versus the experienced, and it gets all crazy, and the little engine that could's like, we might win!
Yep.
And then you're like, no, you're not. LeBron's going to steal the ball with 5 seconds left to go and dunk it and laugh at Ja Morant in the face. Like, that's the way that always goes. I should have known the Warriors weren't going to lose to Portland. New Orleans, that's a different team.
Different story.
And if you have a bad quarter, yeah, you lose. You play like that, you lose. That's what this team does, why they're here.
Right, but you can't play like that in that spot. And that's why it was so frustrating, because...
You can if you want to be a 10 seed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, and so they are.
You asked me about, this week and, tomorrow, Tuesday, at Sacramento. I expect them to win, but do I expect them to win both of these games? Not really, because this team has been that team. This team has been that team Friday night. Good first quarter, dreadful second, good third and fourth, not enough, you lose.
That's what I mean.
Right.
Like, we've been talking about this for weeks now. The idea of coming in the day after a game and being like, okay, we got action. No, they just played well last night. That's it. Or the idea of coming in the day after a loss and being like, I'm discouraged. Let's let Clay walk. It's just an overreaction. And I get it.
Right.
We're in it. We love this team. And it's an unbelievable story, but that's sort of like, that's why they belong in the play-in tournament. I have, use the word expect. I have no clue what to expect this week.
Yeah.
None. They could win these two games by 20.
They could lose tomorrow,
or tomorrow
by 20.
Night at 9:30. Yeah. The beam could be,
don't mention the
carving
beam
right
word.
Through your heart.
Totally.
And I have zero trouble believing either of those realities, either of those possibilities. It's who they've been the whole year. Why would it be different this week?
But they've been different in the second half. And they wrapped up the year going 28-14 over the last 42. So the second half, they've been great.
Well, if we're talking about the first half, the Warriors wouldn't even be a play-in team.
Right.
They were a complete mess. They had to play good basketball even to get to this point. Let's go to Leroy in Oakland. Hi, Leroy. You're on with Willard and Dibs. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to call in real quick. I'm a big Warriors fan. And I just wanted to stress how important I think it is for the Warriors to come out fast against Sac. And if they get this game, I think they get better and better as the playoff goes along. And I'll tell you why. I think if they get this game against Sacramento, the veterans, people who have won championships, even some of the younger guys that have won championships, they get that this game, and then that old feeling comes back, that winning time. You know, that old feeling, hey, we're here again, and we know how this feels. We know what it takes. The lights are not too bright. And then you got the young guys who haven't won a playoff game or a play-in game, and you get that game. And then that instills the confidence in them, and then they start getting the feeling like, hey, we can win. And so I just think that if they get this game, look out. I think the Warriors just get better as the games go along, guys.
Leroy, I do not mean to chuckle at your point, but you fell right into something that we were saying about 45 minutes ago. You have to start every single sentence about the Warriors with the word if. If they get this game, then watch out.
Right.
Or if they get this game, they'll lose on Friday.
There's so many ifs.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't know. It's not that, Leroy, it's not that you're wrong. You're not. You're not. The Warriors are a very capable basketball team, as are the other nine
right
in this dance. All of them are very, very capable. none of them are terribly consistent.
That's it.
Even the ones at the top have shown that they are totally capable of a complete duff job, chunking one right into the water, if you will.
Oh, jeez.
They're all capable of it. I think that's why it's going to make for a great playoff, but it's very treacherous for the Warriors this week because of that, because you're asking for two sort of like throw a feather up into the wind and see which way it blows.
Right.
You're asking for it to blow the exact same way twice.
Twice.
And that's less than likely.
It's a coin toss, exactly.
Yeah.
And you're favored by 2.5 over SAC, which means it's a three-pointer you make or a three-pointer they make away from winning or losing, and that's a coin toss. And then you get to Friday, L.A. or New Orleans. I think that they'll be underdog in either one, but probably not by more than 3 or 4 points again. So, like you said, it's a feather in the wind, and it's a coin toss, kind of a ball game.
What's the number in that Lakers-Pelicans game? Let me see.
L.A. favored.
Yeah, I know. I know
L.A.'s
favored.
New Orleans favored by 1.5. It opened with the Lakers favored.
I was going to say, I saw it yesterday.
I'm looking at ESPN Bet, and it's New Orleans favored by 1.5 right now.
Okay. I got it at New Orleans -1, but yeah.
And it opened with L.A. favored by 2.5.
And the Warriors opened at 2, and they're up to 3.
Okay.
I saw the Warriors open at 1.
Ooh, there's big money coming in on the Warriors.
Yeah,
the
I've sharps, got it at 2.5.
The sharps like the dubs.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night.
And they should. I mean, they're probably 8 to 10 points better in a one-off, and they're as good on the road as they are at home. They're better on the road.
That Pelicans spread is a head-scratcher. I mean, the Lakers completely dominated their you-know-whats yesterday in that same building in a game the Pelicans needed. They absolutely needed that game, would have avoided the play-in tournament entirely, and the Pelicans have lost 3 of 4 to the Lakers this year. They are not good at home. All of those factors, you put them in a bucket and come out with the Pelicans being favored? Does somebody know that Anthony Davis isn't playing or something like that?
And the other talk was that the Lakers would punt the game to somehow, that was out there, though.
No.
How about a different conspiracy theory? The Pelicans didn't care about yesterday because they wanted to avoid the Nuggets as the 6th seed. They'd rather be the 7, take their chance in this game.
But the Nuggets are the 2. But the Nuggets are the 2.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
But they didn't know that. I mean,
no,
it was all concurrent.
But that's why you can't mess around with it. You have no idea how this was all going to play out. The tiebreaker scenarios with those top three teams were ridiculous.
Right.
Like, I thought when the Nuggets beat the T-Wolves last week, I'm like, oh, the Nuggets have got it.
Yeah, they're
the one. Did. All they had to do was beat the Spurs.
Dude.
But they blow that, and then all three teams end up tied, and somehow that spits out Oklahoma City. And I'm like, what is going? And then Minnesota gets blown out. I'm like, what are y'all doing?
It was crazy.
What are you doing? What are you doing right now?
So maybe the Lakers want to, dunk this one off. That way they can be the 8 and they can take on OKC.
Dunk it off,
yeah.
I hope they don't. I want the Lakers and Warriors to win tomorrow night. I think that's best for the Warriors and worse for the Lakers. They'll go see the Nuggets. Then they'll get beat. We're presented by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. Ramona Shelburne is coming up in somewhere between 30 to 45 minutes. We look forward to that. We continue to take your calls. Have you achieved total consciousness? Have you achieved feeling good about this game as an opportunity? Or is this an eye roll and you wish the Warriors just weren't here? 888-957-9570 is the number. This is Willard and Dibbs.
I've been in many a cage.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, Dub Nation, it's GP2 here. Willard and Dibs is live on YouTube and Twitch right now. Time for you to like and subscribe.
I'm sorry. I love all of our callers. That sounds nothing like Patrick Mahomes. Nothing. At all. GP2 is not even half as nasally. Man, Patrick Mahomes.
It's not easy being green.
Shout out Kermit.
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes might be number one ranked, like, athlete that when he opens his mouth, you're like, that's not what I thought he'd sound like at all. Patrick Mahomes, number one in all of sports. You're like, that's your voice?
Right. I mean,
who's got a stranger one?
I've won two Super Bowls. I mean, I don't even know what I'm doing here.
Like,
I'm the best quarterback in history.
Watching him on Quarterbacks in Netflix, because he's kind of a dog, like watching him go crazy on the sideline in a Kermit voice is very unsettling.
It's off-putting.
I'm
for
like,
sure.
That is not what you're supposed to sound like. I'm sorry. It's just not.
That's hilarious.
All right. Glad you're with us. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Willard and Dibs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcast. And while you're there, you can check out how both The Morning Roast and Steiny and Guru handled their shows and reacted to the final day of the NBA season and previewed the Warriors and Kings. You can do it every single day, all the shows, all three of us, Bonte and Joe, Steiny and Goo, Willard and Dibs. Free Odyssey app, and again, you can go to our Twitch and YouTube feeds, and there's a QR code right there on the bottom right, and that's one way that you can go ahead and download the app and get all the content for free every single day. All right, so I think we've done an okay job so far.
Yep.
Sticking to our plan.
All right.
All right?
Staying in the moment.
We have a game plan.
Yep.
We have a whiteboard.
Yep.
We write on it.
Yeah.
The whiteboard says, do not turn this into salary cap off-season talk.
Speaking of whiteboard, did you see the Laker whiteboard for their game in New Orleans?
I did not.
It said, and I can't get it exactly right, but to the effect of check back into hotel. Like,
oh,
you're going to win.
They were right.
And you're going to stay.
Win and stay.
Yeah, win and stay.
Yeah.
So that's basically what it was. So
that's usually the motto or slogan for like Vegas hotels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stay and win.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what the Lakers did.
Win and stay.
Win and stay.
Yeah, good for them.
They checked back in. So
listen, if it was going to go the way it was going to go, I was glad that the Lakers won that game. Because if they didn't, the Warriors would be playing the Lakers tomorrow night in L.A.
As opposed to
the Kings.
Yeah.
The Kings have the tiebreaker on the Lakers.
Right.
If the Lakers had lost last night, then yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
It'd
be Warriors in L.A.
At the Crypt.
Yeah, thanks.
That's a worse matchup.
I'd rather play them on Friday at the Crypt.
I'd rather not play them at all.
Of course, but and I don't know how that's going to go on Tuesday for the Lakers in New Orleans, but you got to get past Sacramento first.
Sure.
And if you don't, then, I mean, then we can have the conversations that you and I have agreed to not have.
Well,
we can have that conversation on Wednesday.
I am so conflicted by our own question, which is I am tremendously excited about tomorrow night. Like, this is great stuff.
Yeah.
It really is. But it's very difficult to remove your emotions and your fear and your nervousness about what it would feel like if the Warriors were to lose that basketball game.
Oh,
and I guarantee you, like, sign up now. Just be ready. There will be at least three commercial breaks tomorrow night where you're like, season's over.
Yeah.
It's over. I'm not going to do it. It's just not our night. We're just not going to be in the turnovers and Steve Kerr and
Steve Kerr
and Moody.
Steve Kerr.
Yeah, that's going to happen because there's a game of runs and flow and there's going to be at least two or three commercial breaks where you're furious and you think it's over.
Funny you mentioned Steve Kerr because Larry on Friday, you were out.
What did he say?
At 2 o'clock on Fridays, we do What's Bugging You.
Mm-hmm.
And what's bugging me was people on their scooters on the sidewalk. And e-bikes and all that.
You've done that one already.
No, no.
You haven't?
No, that's a freshie.
Okay.
It's a freshie, but it definitely bugs me.
You're always mad at people who are moving out in the world.
On the sidewalk.
You don't want to.
The sidewalk is for walking.
No, but you argue with other people in cars, too.
Oh, that's different. That's different.
It's different.
What's bugging them is me in my car. because, and again today, and I'll get back to Larry in a moment. Give me 30 seconds on this one.
Please do.
I'm driving by the Embarcadero, and I'm in the lane where you're going to go straight, and the lane to my right is a right turn only lane.
Yeah.
And there's a car next to me at the red light, and I know what this car is going to do. This car is going to try to beat
it's
me off the line
straight. Yeah.
And try to knife in on me.
Why don't you just let him?
No.
But why not?
You know why not?
Why?
Not on my watch,
oh, God.
Buster. And so the light turns green. And
that's enough for me, Doug.
Thank you, Jose. They don't know that I know that they're going to try and go straight, but I know. And so the light goes green, and I beat him off the line.
Oh,
and now
God.
This guy in his little Austin Mini Cooper, this little D-bag in his Mini Cooper.
And what's wrong with a Mini Cooper?
Nothing.
Okay.
What's wrong is Austin in his Mini Cooper, he's going to try to beat me to the spot. Not so fast, my friend.
How do you know his name?
It felt like it was Austin.
Okay,
it definitely wasn't Chip. I'm up on Chip. I love Chips, okay? So Austin in his Mini Cooper, but so now we go a block down, and now he's going to try to get me, but no, he's not going to get me. So now he tries to, like, cut in, but I'm not letting him in. So I even veer over a little to the right to let him know, if you want to veer in, we're going to swap some paint.
Why?
Because it's a win.
But what?
It's a win for the neighbor.
What are you getting out of this?
You know what I'm getting? It's a win. Because this D-bag, Austin, in his Mini Cooper, he has to hit the brakes. And you know what he does, Mark? He goes behind me. Yeah. Yeah, Austin. Score one for the Dibber. Anyway, Larry, what's bugging him?
Stop whopping me.
What's bugging?
What?
No, Uncle Looney, I'm not a jerk driver. I keep it real.
Yeah, you are.
I keep it a buck.
Just get home safe. What are you doing?
I haven't had an automobile accident in about 27 years.
Yeah, but
and that was my fault.
Don't
but
say
you,
that.
Yeah, first
I
of
knocked.
All, don't say that.
I knocked.
Knock, that's not good enough, and that's not wood. But anyway,
point. Second
of all, you may have not gotten in an accident. You have exited your car and gotten into arguments with people.
Right.
You are tempting fate. What are you getting out of this?
They're tempting fate.
What are you getting out of
this?
They
don't want a piece of the new slender God. Dibs. I'll tell you that.
No wonder someone threw a potato at you. Like, dude, just chill and go home. Why are you doing this?
That was a case where I was just minding my P's and Q's. That was a bad
beat. Does your P stand for potato? I mean, come on.
The Q stands for quinoa.
Yeah, well. It can be delicious in a salad.
Can I go back to what's bugging Larry?
I thought that's where we were to begin with.
We were trying, but then you derailed me, Mark, with my road rage.
What are you going to do, cut me off in traffic now?
You try it. You try me. Yeah, you're lucky you get out of the parking garage ahead of me.
I do always wonder, when I get out first and I drive off and I always run into you on that final block of the walk, I do wonder if you're going to wave at me or flip me off.
Always a wave.
Yes.
But I've got
love for you. What are
you
really feeling on the inside?
It doesn't matter what I'm feeling on the inside.
Anyway,
I mean,
go ahead.
You know what I'm feeling is, because you have your windows up, it's like, yeah, you're silent now for a change. I see you. I see you not talking.
You think I'm silent, but I'm not.
Exactly.
I'm talking.
You're running material.
I'm like, yeah, anyway, go ahead.
What's bugging Larry is people who are coming for Steve Kerr. He did a whole thing on it. And
good for him.
It was great. And, because we do What's Bugging You. And What's Bugging Larry is people who are constantly coming for Steve Kerr. And you mentioned, like, after Tuesday night, if it goes bad, we're going to talk about, like, A, B, C, D, whatever. But one of the biggest things people will say is, oh, Steve Kerr, he didn't play Kuminga enough. He played pods too much. Why did Moody get a DNP? Where was Kevon when we needed him? People will come for Steve no matter what, and that's what's bugging Larry.
Good for Larry.
Yeah.
Larry's absolutely right.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I haven't understood it all year. Like, I really do wonder, and I'm not, like, gosh, the audience is not one living, breathing thing. You all have 1,000 opinions out there. The latest example, we had a caller an hour ago call in and say this is Steve Kerr's fault for not calling out Steph Curry. Honestly, I say this with the utmost respect. What is going on in your brains right now? What the heck are you all watching? With this Warrior group, and I've said it 100 times, and so has he. Steve has not been perfect this year. You can't be. It's not possible. They've coached 82 games. 82 games. But you are dealing with, all at one time, you are dealing with young players who want more. You're dealing with veteran champions whose egos cannot fit inside the area code. You're dealing with aging players. You're dealing with developing players. You're dealing with suspensions. You're dealing with people who disappear for who nobody knows why. You're dealing with all of that at once. You have four players on your team who are going to be in the Hall of Fame. Four of them. Okay? I don't know if Phil Jackson ever coached a team that had four Hall of Famers on it. Anyway.
Michael? Dennis?
Well, he coached the...
Scotty?
Fakakta Laker team with Peyton and Malone, but I mean...
Good point.
Yeah, but whatever. They were...
Fakakta.
They barely had a role.
Focaccia, underrated as a bread.
Delicious.
Thank you.
Well, oil? Anyway, you're dealing with all of that at once. And you all act like there's only one clear decision in every given moment. It's obvious. Of course, you only come to that decision after the fact.
Of course.
After something didn't work. Can you think about your own lives for 1 second and think about what it's like when you've got 100 things on your plate and what that feels like? I'm not asking for sympathy for Steve Kerr. And I'm, again, not telling you that he's perfect. But I think this is the weirdest take that we've heard all year long when people are like, got to move on. Got to move on from Steve Kerr.
Yep.
That'll fix it. Because what? What exactly is this picture that you have in your brain?
He doesn't develop the young players, Mark.
So who's the coach?
He's keeping Moses down.
What's the roster?
He's screwing Kuminga.
What's the rotation? Go ahead. I am all ears. Paint the picture for me with these human beings that are available or currently on the Warrior roster that would have this team in a 1, 2, or 3 seed right now, this year, or next. All because you moved on from Steve Kerr and hired who? Luke Walton?
Phil Jackson.
Like, where does this come from? Where does it come from? When are you going to point the finger at the players?
Right, right.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
I have not understood all year long.
Yeah.
All year long.
And I don't think that the... management understands either, which is why they gave him a contract extension. And he's been there now 10 years. And in those 10 years, Steve has been there. You've won 4 finals and you have been to 2 others. He's 6-for-10 in terms of making it to the NBA finals, and he won 4 of them.
He's literally got the NBA Midas touch.
Right.
He has spent multiple decades in this league, and everywhere he goes, amazing happens. And we're out here going, this idiot.
Right.
I just, like, even if you don't love his rotations, Steph Curry's allowed to throw a bad pass. You don't want him to be removed from the team. Yeah, of course he's going to make mistakes. By the way, he's the first one who usually shows up on the show the very next day.
Right.
Hey, Willard. Hey, Dibs. Yep, messed last night up. Did you see me, dummy? He's the best at it. And somehow, a bunch of you have decided that the key to the future for this team is to get rid of him. I've not heard anybody ever come up with a solution.
Right.
They just want to get rid of him.
And that's what we do as fans. You want to run the coach,
well,
and
you, can
you
be
don't
mad
think
at
about
him, but not run him.
Right. And if you run him, then you always have to think about, you know, who you'll replace him with, and there's never an answer.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first-class money market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.